morning. Well, this is the day itself, election day. And if you're wondering who to vote for, I've got a leaflet in my hand right now. And it comes from 6 different parties. So here's a wee guideline as to who you might vote for. They've got the Self Party. The leader is, well, yourself, is standing as an independent candidate, doing your own thing. The policy of this party is self-interest, its aim, self-indulgence, the principles, look after number one. Vote for me, and I'll promise myself a free patio as well. Then there's the Crowd Party. It's very popular, of course, that's why it's called the Crowd Party. It's one of the favourites to win the election. The leader would be the one who sways the masses the most. Its policy is to be popular, its aim to give people what they want, and its guiding principle to please all the people all the time. Or how about voting for this one, the Greed Party? Not the Green Party, the Greed Party. The leader is, say, some fat cat. It's also popular in the opinion polls because it appeals to gut instincts in the voters. Its policy is to grab and grasp, and the slogan is gimme, gimme, gimme. The aim is the acquisition of more and more. Its principle, I want, I'll have. And then a significant number in any election belong to the don't knows. There's a vacancy at the moment for leader. They don't know who it is. They can be quite vociferous and they can sway the election result. The policy, well, there's none at present, and the aim is to find out one day what their policy is, and the principle is wait and see in the meantime. They will enter into a policy when the time is right and when it's in Britain's best interest. Or how about the Don't Care Party? The leader of that is, well, who cares? They've split into two parts. The active wing doesn't care, so it just says and does anything they like. The passive wing of the party elevates apathy to a fine art. They don't care, so they don't bother. The policy, well, again, it depends which half you're in. One half thinks, we'll just do what we like. And the other half thinks, well, I don't care, so I won't bother. The aim is to shock, or either that or to do nothing. Its main principles, it's my life and I can do what I like with it. Someone was once asked, do you think the biggest problem in politics today is ignorance and apathy? And they replied, I don't know and I don't care. So there you have it, quite a bunch to choose from. Oh, wait a minute, there's one other party, the Jesus Party. The leader is obviously Jesus. They're a minority group, but they're the salt of the earth, and their influence spreads disproportionately. They're dominated by their leader. They think he can do no wrong. Their policy is to follow him. Their aim is to be Christ-like and to establish the kingdom of God on earth. Their principles include love God and your neighbour as yourself, trust and obey and follow Jesus. So there you have it on this great election day. You must choose wisely.